Fall is upon us, the temperatures are getting colder, and eventually Wisconsinites will head indoors for the winter. But as they do so, COVID cases are on the rise, and the FDA has just approved new COVID boosters. Joining us to discuss how those boosters will be distributed, who should get them, and more is Dr. Ryan Westergaard with the Department of Health Services. Dr. Westergaard, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Alex.
Let's start right off the top. The FDA recently approved these new COVID boosters. What makes these boosters different from the last ones that were rolled out?
In the summer, the FDA approved updated formulations of the COVID-19 vaccines. The CDC made formal recommendations that these vaccines can be used this fall as a strategy to prevent the most severe complications of COVID-19. They're essentially the same vaccines that people are familiar with, but they've been modified slightly to be a better match for the specific variants of the virus that have been circulating this summer and fall.
So what are the guidelines for who should be getting these shots? Is it just people who are at risk? Is it just people who are immunocompromised or around those who are immunocompromised? Or is this something that everyone, even fully healthy people, should be looking at getting as we head into the wintertime?
The panel of scientists that advises CDC reviewed a large amount of data to answer this question. And they found that while older people and people with comorbidities have by far the highest risk of being hospitalized or dying from COVID-19, severe disease and even death can occur in people of all ages, including young children. After reviewing the evidence that these vaccines reduce this risk in all age groups with a low risk of harmful side effects, the committee voted to recommend everyone ages 6 months and older to get one of the shots.
Dr. Westergaard, if everyone is recommended to get one of these, what is the process for going about trying to get one?
Yeah, it's changed a bit. So the vaccines are starting to be available now already. The way that COVID vaccines are purchased and paid for has changed since the end of the public health emergency. In the past, the government purchased all the vaccines and made them available free of charge to everyone, which is why they were given at pop-up sites in places like gymnasiums. And I believe I got mine at the Alliant Energy Center here in Dane County. But now they're being purchased through commercial markets, similar to all other vaccines, which means there will be a cost for getting one. What has not changed, fortunately, is that everyone should still be able to get a COVID vaccine without any out-of-pocket costs. People with insurance can expect that the cost will be fully covered. And our state is participating in a new program called the Bridge Access Program to make vaccines available for free to people without insurance. And the best way to find a free COVID vaccine is for people to visit vaccines.gov and enter your zip code.
How important is it, Dr. Westergaard, to get vaccinated right now as opposed to maybe, say, waiting a little bit? If I'm someone who's fully healthy and I'm not around people who are immunocompromised, should I wait and let them get the shots first, or should everyone be going in? I guess I'm saying, how important is it to get it right away versus waiting?
Yeah. For most people, my advice is to not wait. COVID activity has been on the rise for the past month or so across the country and here in Wisconsin. And we've been seeing small increases in the number of people hospitalized with COVID in some areas of the state. The one exception to this is maybe if someone came down with COVID recently. And the reason for that is when you recover from a COVID infection, similar to vaccination, it'll give your immune system a boost, giving you protection against the virus in the future. And for this reason, the CDC recommends it's okay to wait about 3 months after recovering from COVID to get your next vaccine. But for most people and friends and family who have asked me this question, my advice is to not wait.
I just want to know the status of COVID in Wisconsin right now. Are cases on the rise? If so, how long has that been the trend? And should people be taking extra precautions right now?
Well, as I said, it's a small rise compared to what we've seen previously in the pandemic. We have a new system to track the level of virus in wastewater in municipal sewage system. And that's showing that the level of virus in the community is higher than it's been at any time in 2023. Unfortunately, our new normal coming out of the pandemic is that COVID is just one of several respiratory viruses that we can expect will be going around in the fall and winter each year. So as for other precautions, the influenza vaccine is also available right now and also recommended for everyone ages 6 months and older. And as always, in cold and flu season, we recommend washing hands, covering coughs and sneezes, and staying home when you're sick.
Dr. Ryan Westergaard with the Department of Health Services, thanks for joining us on Wisconsin Public Radio and helping us understand these boosters a little more. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for talking with me. Have a great day.